This lecture is comprised of an audio readout of the SouthPath implementation worksheet. As noted in the introductory lecture, the implementation worksheet is the key working document you will use to achieve your SouthPath goals. Before we list out the contents of the worksheet, please take note that there are two downloadable resources associated with this lecture. The first is a hard copy of the worksheet itself. Many have elected to print out this file and then use it as a checklist towards planning and implementing their SouthPath objectives. The second is a downloadable, audio-only version of the lecture, which you can listen to, like a podcast, while on the go. We now begin the lecture by first describing SouthPath in a single, summary sentence to set out our overall direction. And it goes like this. SouthPath. Reconnect with your inner essence to release the power of the universe. We'll now list out SouthPath's overall strategy in a single paragraph to better frame our discussion going forward. And here it is. To gain higher awareness and enlightenment, to gain the ultimate human achievement, you'll need to reconnect with the great source residing at the core of your being. A magical spot, this place possesses the greatest treasures of the universe, infinite energy, creative fire, deep insights, spiritual awareness, and who you truly are. SouthPath provides a roadmap to this essential point of being through a series of exercises designed to slow your life and allow it to migrate back to your inner core, allowing you to once again live your life from the very source of your being. The following summarizes SouthPath's key objectives in a brief Q&A format. 1. What is the final objective and outcome of SouthPath? To reconnect with your core presence, your true self. 2. What are the benefits of SouthPath? You will gain deep insight, inner calm, creative flair, higher purposes, spiritual awareness. 3. What pathway will help me achieve these objectives? You will realize your targets by undertaking practices to cultivate a spiritual awakening. 4. What are my self-centers? The pure essence at the core of your being, who you truly are. 5. What gem will help focus my energy on my SouthPath goals? A black onyx gem. Section 1. We'll now recite sections 1 to 3 of the worksheets. Section 1. Discussion. What is spiritual awakening? In many ways, spiritual awakening is the holy grail of spiritual pursuit. It involves reconnecting with one's inner core, a door that is once opened, allows the power of the universe to flow through you effortlessly. Like many cognitive functions, awakening is little understood by psychologists, neurologists, and philosophers. However, once it occurs, the descriptions of the experience are so similar across vast differences in time and cultures, it is no doubt a real and tangible experience. To gain more insights to what awakening is and the prospective benefits, check out Greg's course Building a Deeper Spirituality Through Nature, which presents details of the process as well as Greg's very own personal awakening. This completes Section 1. We'll now start Section 2, which describes SouthPath's targets, goals, preparations, and expectations in more detail. Section 2. SouthPath targets, goals, preparations, and expectations. The goal of SouthPath is reconnect with your true inner self and gain a higher spiritual awareness. Basic approach toward nurturing your wisdom center. The basic approach of SouthPath is to undertake habits intended to spark a spiritual awakening. SouthPath preparation and expectations. 1. Keep a daily journal to centralize your notes and to track and record your activities. Be sure to list insights to your struggles and achievements to build a dialogue with what you are trying to achieve and to provide encouragement when you feel down. 2. Pick up Greg's book Awaken. 3. Pick up a black onyx to help focus your energy while practicing SouthPath. 4. Take a long-term view. It will likely take years to meet your objective. So pick out 1 to 3 self-path habits as a start and then add a few more once you set your initial batch of habits into motion. Additional self-path tools and resources. 1. Read the self-path mantra on a regular basis to refresh and realign your focus. 2. Maintain some form of action list to set goals and track your progress. This could include one or more of the following tools. A. Keep a running to-do list and/or a monthly action plan. Note. Some have simply elected to use Section 3. 0 of this worksheet is their to-do list / checklist / action plan since it already lists out all the elements of self-path. B. For those that desire a more structured strategy to achieve their self-path goals, you may want to complete the self-path current state / future state action plan table, which is included as part of the self-path section of the course. Whatever you use, post it in a conspicuous place, on your refrigerator, near your computer, or on your bathroom mirror, and keep a photo in your phone so you can quickly refer to it. Section 3. Steps to purify your self-center. Step 1. Better understand the power of cores. Your inner core is like all other things in the universe. It is packed with purity and incredible levels of energy. In nature, they form the funnels of tornadoes, the molten iron at the heart of our planet, the colossal supernovae explosion when a dying star implodes, and the squeezing of the entire contents of our universe into the size of 2 fists at the moment of the Big Bang. Thus, as a first stepping stone toward fathoming the power at the core of your being, you should learn about the power of centers in nature and the cosmos. 1. Study centers. Study centers in nature and your life to learn more about the world and yourself, and possibly provide insights to your inner core. Watch this awesome video to find out more. 2. Discover the power of centers. Use Greg's book Center Path Encyclopedia to learn more about the power of centers throughout the universe. 3. Learn the power you stand to gain. Read Greg's book Awaken or Stephen Taylor's book The Leap, The Psychology of Spiritual Awakening to learn more about the incredible cognitive and psyche powers unleashed by a spiritual awakening, which include no less than enhanced creativity, sensory perception, insight, and concentration, as well as a renewed sense of purpose, joy, and bliss. Step 2. Cultivate habits to reconnect with your core. Practice these steps to connect with your inner core. 1. Contemplate the big ones. Ask yourself the big questions of life. Why are we here? What's life about? What is my purpose? Etc. Regularly contemplate and practice these questions. By practice, I mean regularly contemplate them in your journal and speak with others about the ideas. 2. Meditate. In conjunction with VirtuePath, meditate to silence your mind and thereby allow you to get in closer proximity to your core. 3. Spend more time in nature. Many have reported spending extended time in nature is one way to cultivate an awakening. 4. Stretch the limits of your mind. For Greg, there were 3 mind-stretching encounters with nature that seemed to contribute directly to his awakening, which followed shortly thereafter. These included realizing the sheer scale and grandeur of Calderas, the Milky Way galaxy, and the Big Bang on a fateful trip to Yellowstone National Park. Pick up his book Awaken for details. 5. Implement the other 6 paths. Be sure to implement the other 6 paths. Sustained habits from the first 6 paths will pave the way to and cultivate reconnecting with your inner core. 6. Take a rest / sabbatical. How can you connect with your inner core if you are always distracted by the fury of modern society? Take 6 months off and spend time in with yourself, in nature, and traveling to new places. 7. Go to a specialized retreat. There are several reputable retreats designed to specifically cultivate a spiritual awakening. Research and interview them and then decide if it's the right path for you. 8. Change is an opportunity. Life's challenges and changes can contribute to a spiritual transformation. If you have a sudden life change or challenge that isn't extreme or overwhelming, i.e., one that doesn't require too much time for healing or resolution, consider it as a potential contributor and opportunity to spark an awakening. 9. Get a mentor. The Japanese Zen schools of Soto and Rinzai aim to achieve awareness through an extended dialogue between master and a student seeker. The master presents a series of koans, perplexing riddles on the nature of being, to a seeker that they discuss over time to facilitate ever deeper thinking by the student, the process of which they describe as like the spring breeze which caresses the flower, helping it to bloom. In Rinzai, once the master believes the student has sufficiently progressed, he will induce a loud noise or sudden blow with a stick to shake the student from his unawakened state into an awakened state. Thus, seek out a Soto or Rinzai type mentor that can help facilitate your very own spiritual awakening. This completes section 3. This lecture is now complete. I hope you picked up some great new pointers and insights towards what a spiritual awakening is and how it can unleash the power of the universe through you. See you in the next lecture, where we read out the self-path mantra to summarize and refresh our self-path objectives.